It's no secret that America's roads are in trouble. Our highways, interstates, and bridges are crumbling, and there's an estimated $90 billion annual shortfall in funding to make the fixes. So now would be a good time to raise gas taxes, right? That's the main funding source for road infrastructure, has been for decades. Wyoming and Iowa have raised theirs in recent years. Other states are considering it. But as Dan Boyce with our Inside Energy team tells us, gas taxes are not a long-term solution.
Casa de Sanchez. It's a colorful little Mexican restaurant in North Denver, basically right in the shadow of a long six-lane overpass, a bridge called the Interstate 70 Viaduct. Fareed Ali is eating with some coworkers. They repair home exteriors.
Yeah, I do a lot of driving, yep.
They have been relishing recent low gas prices.
I would say we probably cut back, a good $600 to $1,000 a week, maybe?
And they're not terribly keen on handing that money back to the government through a higher gas tax.
I mean, of course not, yeah.
That old conundrum. We don't want to pay higher taxes, but we don't want our bridges to fall down. Bridges like the one right outside the Casa de Sanchez window.
Yeah, I mean, you can notice the old concrete. It's kind of cracking off. There's a lot of areas where it's been rehabilitated.
That's Peter Kaczynski with the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT. He's outside pointing up at the I-70 viaduct, that long overpass. The bottom sort of does look like it's held together with big splotches of putty.
The structure's not going to be able to last forever.
The American Society of Civil Engineers estimates nearly 70,000 bridges across the country are structurally deficient. Kaczynski says tearing down and replacing the I-70 viaduct here in Colorado is at the top of CDOT's priority list. And not only that.
It will be the single most expensive project that we've undertaken, yes.
Over $1 billion for this one project. CDOT says their budget already runs more than $900 million short every year. And higher gas taxes would almost certainly not fill that gap.
As a form of revenue that goes long-term into the future, the gas tax is a dying tax.
That's CDOT Communications Director Amy Ford. Colorado's state gas tax is 22 cents per gallon. It stays the same whether gas is $1.99 or $3.99. And it hasn't been raised since 1993. According to Inside Energy Analysis, if you account for inflation, CDOT is taking in 30% less money from gas taxes now than it did in 2000. And the trend is going ever downward. That's despite a population increase of 1 million people since 2000. More cars and trucks pounding out more miles on Colorado roads, and less money from gas taxes. Increasing the gas tax would help, but the problem is not just inflation. It's a lot bigger than that. Just take a ride in the Toyota Prius CDOT's Amy Ford drives to work.
We've converted this car actually to an electric, so it's not just a hybrid, it's also an electric vehicle.
She barely ever buys gas, so she barely ever pays gas taxes at all.
I am the epitome of the challenge that we have here in the state of Colorado and frankly through the country.
Fuel efficiency is only set to get better, and younger generations are driving fewer miles per person. So transportation planners are reeling, searching for other more sustainable funding options, which may not be any more popular.
Oh, are you serious? They're actually thinking about this?
We're back in the Mexican restaurant with Fareed Ali.
Wow.
That's his response to an idea being studied by 11 Western states and being piloted in Oregon and Colorado this year. Instead of paying a gas tax, the state would track your miles, and you pay based on that.
Wow. Ooh, I don't feel real good about that at all.
Other proposals range from increasing sales taxes to raising the number of toll lanes. And that's actually what's happening with the I-70 viaduct right next to Casa de Sanchez. The state plans to use some temporary money from the state legislature, and they're entering into a partnership with a private company to help pay. Toll lane fees will go back to that company. After hearing about some of these other funding ideas, Fareed Ali changes his mind.
I'll probably go for the gas tax. Yeah, the higher gas tax, yeah. I'd rather just pay at the pump.
Trouble is, that might not be a viable option much longer. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.